was something we were hoping would happen in a game situation. We had seen it in practice, and it showed up in a preseason game. The downside, we didn't finish those drives with touchdown. That's something we talked about today. When you're on the road, in a tough environment, if you can finish those long drives with touchdowns, that's a big deal for our team. And then, of course, watching Blair in those conditions kick the ball as well as he did was really encouraging for our team and our staff as well. And defensively, it was good to see us come up with the turnover late in the game. Good to see the fact that Marvin Mitchell came out and pulled one of the balls out. The negative was the way they ran the ball. I mean, they got a lot of yards rushing the football in that ball game, and there's some things that we can do gap integrity-wise that we think will help us. But probably the most important thing for us was this is a part of the process, so to have a game under our belt now that we could go back and look at as a group and try to build on and learn from is something we needed, and that's the next step, and now we'll work as hard as we can in these final few days we have at Mankato to keep trying to improve our football team so that we can just get better and better so that when we line up on September the 9th, we're playing some good football. But encouraged by some things that we saw, the lack of penalties was a good thing. We've had a heavy emphasis in that area. To have one penalty on offense and defense, we don't like the penalty on special teams, but we're headed in the right direction in that area as well. So we're excited about that. Fortunate, we only had the one injury to LaTroy Guyon. It was confirmed that it is a PCL. He should be out maybe a week, and hopefully we'll have him back in that second week, maybe for the third preseason game. It's good to see Adrian out there this morning in the walkthrough. You guys are aware that he's no longer on PUP, so that it's good for him to be around his teammates. I want to caution you, I know there are a lot of fans that are very optimistic and excited about seeing him back, but for us, it's just a part of the process. It doesn't mean a whole lot other than he's done a great job in his rehab up to this point, off to the side with our strength coaches, with Eric Sugarman and his staff and our medical staff, explained to myself and Rick Spielman that the next step for him in the process would be to get integrated with his teammates, and that's just what it means. He's done everything he can do on the side. Now it's the next step in the process. It doesn't mean in the future he's going to be lining up with our team in an opening game. We don't know that. We have a long time to determine that. This is just another step in the process.
Is the plan to try to get him in at all during the preseason?
We'll see how he progresses. Once we get to the point where he's out of this acclimation period, where we have 2 days where he really can't wear pads, and daily we'll gauge, where he is. And if it looks like that's the next step, I mean, we'd want to do it. If we could get him in a game and let him get a little bit of a taste of an NFL action in a live situation, that would be good. But we'll see.
How do you feel like now is the right time to lift him off the bus?
Just going back to what I said a moment ago, just hearing what our medical staff said, all the things they've done with him up to this point, the next step is to integrate him with his teammates. And that's where we are with the next step in the process. Well, under the new CBA, we have to go through this 2-day acclimation period where he can't wear a pad. So today, along with Monday, he can do some individual drills. He can do our walkthrough, but he can't do any of the padded stuff that we're doing. We're in pads right now. So it won't be until Tuesday where we can put him in pads and let him go through some of the padded work that we'll do. And so we'll just keep going through the process.
When you told him he'd be able to come out here, what was his reaction?
I asked him, because we've been talking about this for a while, I said, now's your chance. I told him this morning, now's your chance to say, Coach, I was wrong. I don't think I'm ready. And he said, I'm not saying that. I'm ready. I can't wait to get out there. So he's pretty excited. He's pretty excited.
So how would you rate his lobbying effort?
He could be a good politician. He did a good job of lobbying, but it wasn't his lobbying that got us to this point. It was his work, the things that he's done up to this point, and his rehab. And so you have to credit him with the hard work he's put in with our trainers, with our strength coaches. I mean, he's done a great job to the point where they feel like this is the next step.
You know him well, but 9 months from surgery, is there just a little bit of amazement that he's where he's at?
Maybe if it was someone else, maybe. But with Adrian, he's unique, and he's always been that way in the time that I've known him in his career. He's special in so many ways, and I mean, we all know the severity of the injury and what's required to come back. But in his case, just to see the steps that were taken along the way and how each hurdle that was put before him, you know, he always met the challenge throughout this rehab. So this is the next step. Looking forward to see how he responds, and I think we all are. And, you know, we'll just take it day to day and see where he is.
How do you judge when to make him live in practice? Do you just do it on Tuesday right away?
I don't think there'll be a time where we'll say it's live on Adrian, you know. It wasn't that way before. You don't want him going to the ground in practice. But the first time he'll go to the ground, if I have anything to say about it, it will be in a game situation. We're not going to take him to the ground in practice.
Is the third game ideal for him if he is going to play? Because the fourth game, ordinarily, the starters don't play at all, so I wouldn't imagine you want to throw him out behind the second or third team. If you're going to play him in the preseason, it's the third game probably.
I don't know, Judd. This is a unique situation. So there's no article of war that says we can't play our starters in the fourth game. So that's our decision. So we'll see how things are going.
What can he do between today and Monday?
He can only do some of the walkthrough stuff that we're doing. He'll be able to do the individual drills that we're doing in practice. But the team stuff he won't be able to participate in because we're bumping doing those periods with pads on. So he can't participate in that. He can go through the group install periods where we're walking and teaching. More to teach stuff is what he's able to do now, but nothing that we're doing padded wise.
Tuesday full pads.
He can jump in and do everything else the other guys are doing.
Les, did you watch the tape prior to his game at safety with those two first team guys? Assess their play. I think there's a big question about why Smith isn't with that first team yet.
Yeah.
What's sort of holding him back from either taking over from Estrella or Jamarca?
You know, Judd, one of the things when we went back and looked at the tape and we kind of felt this way going in and Harrison was really making a push, he's going to get a chance, and he got a chance of working that first group on Friday night as well. He just didn't start the game. Well, it'll be the same way this week, although we're going to do some things a little bit different with the starting rotation on Friday night, I think, is when we play again. So he's done enough now where we feel confident that he could go out there in a starter's role, and then we want to see how he performs in that role. But
he could start Friday?
He very well could. Yeah, he did some good things when he was in there on Friday night.
What was your concern on Friday on the Brandon Jenkins run where Estrella either took a bad angle or didn't want a part of Brandon, and it looked like a bad angle? How concerning is that to see that from a guy in the second half?
Well, you got to keep putting them in situations and give them a chance to make plays or show you whether they can make those plays, and he's going to get more opportunities like all our guys will that are fighting for jobs. And you don't want to, you know, make a declaration at this point that he can't do it. We've got some more opportunities ahead, so he'll get more opportunities, and so with other guys to have a chance to make those plays.
Another on Adrian, when he has surgery on New Year's Eve, and here we are less than 7.5 months later, did you have envisioned back then that he would be here? I mean, obviously he has great recuperative powers, but 7.5 months?
Well, you're always hopeful that things are going to work out. I'd never put a timetable on it in my mind. And just tried to adhere to what the doctors and our trainers were telling me along the way. But I never put in my mind, well, we'll shoot for August whenever or September whenever. I never put a number on it just because of who he is. And also, I mean, it's a process. And this doesn't mean anything other than this is the next step in his rehab. But I never in my mind, you know, put a number saying that on by week two of the preseason, let's try to get him ready to go.
Because if someone's been through it yourself, the rehab process, I'm guessing that has to, you know, you have an appreciation for what he's been able to accomplish.
Oh, no question. I mean, I think Wes Welker was another guy who came back at a rate that was unprecedented at the time, and there may have been some others, but that one comes to mind. But Adrian is so unique, and all the things that I've heard along the way in his rehab and witnessed, and we've all seen some of the things he's done in his rehab, you just shake your head. You know, the fact that he's where he is right now is just a testament to great genetics and his intestinal fortitude. He's unique. I think they're correctable, and some of it will be, you know, playing Kevin and Jared and some of those guys along the way. Getting Jasper back into the swing of things, you know, that's going to be a process. You know, he'll have to continue to get work, and we'll get more opportunities again this week. Unfortunately, won't have LaTroy to get more reps, but Fred Evans, you know, Kristen Ballard, getting those guys more opportunities should help us to be able to do a little bit better job in run situations. But we just got to keep putting them in situations.
Did Jasper look a little tentative to you coming back, and was that maybe expected?
He wasn't quite as sharp as we liked for him to be, and it was not all the way unexpected, just because of the time lost. And it's hard to simulate game speed, even though this is preseason, and we all know it's going to ramp up another gear when we get to September the 9th. But he needed that from on Friday night. He needed it. He needs it again this coming Friday because he's, you know, he hasn't been in those game situations in quite a while.
You said this is the next step. Is there basically one step left, and that's taking a hit in a preseason game? Is that, and how big a step is that compared to where he's come from?
I think that's a huge step when you are in situations that aren't choreographed to have to react. That will be a big step when that time comes. You know, where guys can hit you anywhere. They can hit you low, they can hit you high, and that's a big hurdle, not just from a physical standpoint, but mentally as well. And he'll have to see, you know, what that's like, and we'll have to see how he responds when that time comes. But that will be a big hurdle to get past.
That's considered a sprain, right?
Correct.
What does that do for his development if he has to miss, you know, a couple weeks?
You don't really want him to miss a whole lot of time because he's a guy that we're counting on to, you know, really be a factor for us at that position, a major factor. And extended time loss would be a negative for what we're trying to do. But injuries are a part of our game, and you can't get around it. We have to deal with it as it comes. And fortunately for us, based on what we're told, it's only going to be a week's injury. We should get him back, you know, hopefully by the third preseason game, which would be fantastic.
That's how did you play him in officials there in your view? There's obviously a lot of discrepancies around the league, the reports about how they did. You know, we went back and watched the games, how they do in your opinion.
Judd, come on, man.
What?
I cannot talk about the replacement officials. Next question. Next question.
Was there anyone that stood out that just from looking at the team that maybe you didn't know coming into this camp that was there?
You know, it was good to see Solomon get that picked late in the game to stand up like he did. We talked at the halftime about, you know, come up with a turnover, so it was good to see that. Nick Reed, you know, some of the things that he did at the left end position, that was encouraging. Seeing Patrick Brown come out there after missing so much time and playing as well as he did at the right tackle position, you know, you that encourages you to be able to see that. And, you know, Joe Berger did a good job. Really impressed with the time that Matt Khalil was in the game. They didn't, you know, play Justin Smith, but the fact that Matt played as well as he did, that was encouraging. So some of the young guys, you know, really stood up. I thought Audie Cole came in late, made some nice plays. I mean, that was encouraging at the middle linebacker position. So there were a few other guys that did some things that kind of like, okay, let's see what this guy got. Just continue to watch him develop.
Joe Webb looked like it was a bit tough for him out there. Mm-hmm. It's just a learning curve still with him. And how much do you need to see him actually run this team as a quarterback? I mean, not look to run first, things like that.
Right. Well, you know, he was in a tough situation at times with some of the guys that were in the game when he was in there. But we have a lot of confidence in Joe. And he'll have another opportunity this week against Buffalo to get some extended snaps. And looking forward to him just continue to move forward and play a little bit better. And I think he will. And we got to do some things to help him as well. But part of his maturation will be being able to show that, you know, he can do some things in the pocket. But we don't want to handcuff Joe either. We have some things that when the time comes, we can, you know, explore his many capabilities on the edge and put pressure on defenses, as we've all seen. So we're not going to limit him to just being a drop back guy. That's something we want him to improve on, but we also want to utilize his strengths, being able to get on the perimeter when things break down and make plays.
So what kind of personal reservations might you have had about lifting Adrian, considering you had Toby in place, and once you take Adrian off the puff, you know, he's back for good? I mean, why rush it? Or did you have any of those thoughts over the weekend?
No, I really didn't. You know, you have to trust the people that are doing the things they're doing from a medical standpoint and what they're telling us. And another reason I don't feel any pressure is we're not putting him in a game situation until he's ready to participate in a game. We can control practice. So this is a controlled environment, and it's still a part of the process. And based on what he's accomplished in his rehab to this point, this is the next step in his rehab. So to not let him do this, you're potentially setting him back as well. I mean, you need to let him continue to go forward in his rehab. This is an important part of it. And as I mentioned, it's just a part of rehab. There's no decision made about game situations at this point.
In the second half of the game, there was a play where Vikings were called for illegal hands to the face. And my understanding was that typically on a play like that, you either accept the result of the play or take the penalty, and they got both. Mm. Was that the standard way it goes, where it's a 9-yard completion and 5 yards on top of it?
Well, the officials did the best job they could do in that game. They did the best they could do. So,
last question for coach.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Russ.